Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger, and we're returning to you for our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. I apologize for the little hiatus, but it was very difficult to be able to put things together during the Yom Tovim season. Baruch Hashem was very busy, and it was good to be busy, but now we're back, and we hope to give the final shiur, at least in this Matzor of the second parak of Sukkah, and next week to Bezer Hashem start the third parak of Lulav HaGazel. Our shiur is on Daf Chav Tes. And the topic of the shiur is when rain in the sukkah is not a pain. So the title seems to be a little bit misleading, when rain in the sukkah is not a pain, because the Mishnah Daf Chav Chesam at Beis discusses what seems to be almost a yearly question for us who have the unfortunate experience of spending sukkahs in Chutz La'aretz, specifically America. I don't remember really offhand any sukkahs where we haven't had any rain. Baruch Hashem, we haven't had too much rain on the first night, which we'll see is much more crucial. But even this year on Chol HaMoed, remember we were away for a day or two, a day and a half, when we came back Thursday afternoon about ready to sit down to eat, and all of a sudden the rain came in. So a person sitting in the sukkah and it starts to rain. The Mishnah raises the following question, Meim asayin mutar lepanos, from when is a person allowed to vacate the sukkah in the rain? And the Mishnah says, Mishnah Tisra Hamikpa, from when the food gets spoiled. I'll just give a little translation for that. A rough translation, and the Gemara goes on to qualify. This is, let's say, a type of a bean dish, dish made out of beans. Maybe, let's say, a cholent or a stew. And if this rain falls into it, cold rain into there, it's going to make it kind of inedible, and a person's not going to want to eat it. So in a situation like that, then a person's allowed to leave the sukkah. This is, of course, based on the principle of Mitzdar Potter Mena Sukkah, that somebody who's uncomfortable by sitting in the sukkah is potter from the mitzvah. And that also stems from the idea of teshvu kein taduru. The Torah tells us, basukos teshvu shivas yomim, a person should live in the sukkah for 7 days, which the Gemara learns out. Teshvu kein taduru, you sit in the sukkah as you live. Bottom line, most people would not be eating in their homes if their roof was leaking in. And therefore, in the same thing, if a person's roof is leaking into their sukkah, and a person's sukkah is leaking in because of the rain, then one is pater. In fact, Ramah in Siman Tafresh Lamed Tes Siv Zayin goes a step further and writes, the chola pater min a sukkah ve'eno yotze misham. Somebody who's exempt from sukkah and doesn't leave the sukkah, I may think, oh, he's a tzaddik. Look at this. He's potter from the mitzvah. And he's still doing it. We think it's a great thing. The Ramah says, absolutely not. It says, not only is Eino Mekabel loves Char, you don't get any reward for it. Veinu Ela Hedyos. This is just foolishness. Meaning, you're potter. You don't get a mitzvah. The mitzvah is no longer there. And in fact, there was a famous Shaila and Shuva written by the Sefer Oneg Yontif, which I think is probably the most well-known. It's the only Shaila and Shuva that I know from the Oneg Yontif because it comes up with this, where he actually discusses about if you sit in the sukkah when you're putter, is it even allowed? It might even be an avera because you're getting hana from the defanos. And we learned earlier in the Masecht, in the first parak, that the walls of the sukkah are also b'hana, right? The sukkah has a certain kedusha to it. Chag asukos, v'kashim shachal shemim shemayim al hachagiga, kachshim shachal shem shemayim al sukkah. So be it as it may, Oneg Yontif aside, Ramah aside, rains, a person's supposed to go in. The Mishnah elaborates this idea with the following mushal. It says, mushal, mushal, l'ma adabar dome, what's this like when it rains in the sukkah? It says, la'evet shabah limzo kos to rabo. It's a person who comes to pour a cup of wine for a cup of water for his master. And what does he do? V'shafach lo kiton al panav, and he spills the water on his face. The Gemara is not sure exactly what this is talking about, because there are two possibilities. It could be that the slave, the servant, pours the water on the master's face, or it could be that the servant has the water poured on his face. And to which the Gemara says, "Yiboy luhum yishafach lemi in tashima desanya shafach lo rabo kiton alpanov." This is definitely much worse of a thing where the master actually takes a cup of water that the guy gives him. The guy's so happy to serve his master. And the guy takes it to take a look at me, and he takes the water and he shoves it right back in the guy's face. As if he's saying, it's impossible for me to go ahead and take your service. In other words, I don't want you. And if you think about it, when we have the mitzvah of sukkah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having it rain, It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us, and I would say, yes, Chas V'Shalom, it is a really, really, excuse me, difficult concept to take. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I don't really want your mitzvah. Now, that's a harsh reality. But, you know, not getting into the philosophical aspect of it, or the hashgachic aspect of it, but it is something that we have to accept it also. And that's what I think what the Ramah is talking about. But I'll call upon him, either way you look at it, whether one should be sitting in the sukkah or not, and whether he's getting a mitzvah or not, or how this really affects upon what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us right now, nonetheless, it's for this reason that Rabbi Yeshua and the Mishnah and Tainus in the first Mishnah writes, this is why he said that rain on sukkahs is considered to be a simon klala, is considered to be a very bad thing. Now, before we get worried about the fact that we see rain, unfortunately, all the time on sukkahs. We always see rain on sukkahs. So the question is, do we have to be scared or do we have to be worried so we can actually look at the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam? And the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam writes the following. And he says, V'kiridas geshem b'tchilas sukkahs morish ein pu'los or mitzui l'snei Hashem. That rain coming down at the beginning of sukkahs is an indication. And what's an indication? It's an indication that their service is not acceptable or is not accepted before Hashem. Hashem does not appreciate their service. And what exactly does the Rambam mean by Tchila Sukkos? So Chaim Berlin, of course, the son of the Netziv, writes the following. He says it has to be that what the Rambam was telling us is that the idea is the service of Hashem and Hashem rejecting our avoda has to be in a time when there's actually a chiyuv. Meaning there's an obligation to go ahead and eat in the sukkah. And we all know that the only time when there's an obligation to eat in the sukkah in terms of a chiyuv perspective is the first night, because as the Mishnah says, Ibai achel, Ibai lo achel, when it comes to other nights of sukkahs. Somebody wants to eat, they can eat. If somebody doesn't want to eat, there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation for them to eat. Eating in the sukkah, at that point, is something which we would consider to be optional. So what Chaim Berlin says is that it must be speaking in a situation where it is compulsory or mandatory to eat in the sukkah. And that, of course, you know, in terms of rejection of an avoda, it can only be a rejection of an avoda when there's some kind of an obligation. And the only time that we have the obligation is the first night. So that's how Chaim Berlin explains the Rambam, and that kind of gives maybe us a little bit less spiritual anxiety when it comes to just, you know, rain on Chol HaMoed, or even rain on one of the first days of Yom Tov, and so on, or rain on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. I remember so many times over the years being away for the first days of Yom Tov, looking forward to spending Shabbos Chol HaMoed in our sukkah, and eating a sukkah in our sukkah of Shabbos and Yom Tov, only to know that it was raining on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and that was it, and that was the end of it. So that's what we have over here as far as, you know, the days are concerned in terms of the issue of the simon klala and such. But we do now need to turn to the Hagos Maimonis. The Hagos Maimonis in Perek Hei, I believe, Halacha Tes, brings down the following machlokas between Rabbi Natan and his brother-in-law, Rav Shimon, about a certain preventative measure to take care of this issue of rain on sukkahs. And the Hagos Maimonis writes, "Umaisa shesikecha Reb Shimon gisel Rabbeinu Tam ben Nesorim she'ein behem dalet tefachim." Happened once that Rabbeinu Tam's brother, brother-in-law, was mesakech with boards that were less than four tefachim, which of course, as we learned earlier, is not problematic when it comes to sach. And what do you do? V'yosa yofa me'od ke'in kipa. And he made it was almost as if it was like a dome. It was almost like a perfect ceiling. He even nailed it together, which again, we're not going to get into the technicalities of that in terms of the Kabbal Tumah or in terms of attaching schach to your sukkah with something that's Mekabbal Tumah. We're not going to get into that, even though at the nice, end of the day, it's not as problematic as it sounds. But what happened? He did this to keep the rain out. Upasa Rabbeinu Tam, Mishub de Matzelis Menegesh Shabbat. Rabbeinu Tam said, this sukkah is absolutely no good because it stopped the rain from coming in. Apparently, Rabbeinu Tam had, not apparently, it's clear, Rabbeinu Tam had a hakpada that one should not stop the rain from coming in, but adarabah, if one stops the rain from coming in their sukkah, not only are they like not doing something that's good for them, just the opposite. They're actually messing up their mitzvah, and they're actually disqualifying their sukkah from proper usage. Now, what's part of the rationale of Rabbeinu Tam? So the rationale, as explained by the Aruch HaNer and others, is somewhat simple. Because if you think about it for a second, we just spent the first 10 minutes of the shiur speaking about how terrible it is that it rains on Sukkot and the Simiklola and all the other terrible things that the Gemara and the images that the Gemara evokes with the Kiton Shalmayim and Eif Shiba Shimushech and so on. These are terrible, terrible things, terrible images, and terrible thoughts. Well, if this was such a problem, or if it wasn't, if one was able to go ahead and just simply solve the problem by covering up their roof and putting up extra tzacha, so then why would there be an issue? In other words, if you're able to go ahead and cover up the tzacha so well, that you're not going to have a problem, you're going to cover up the tzacha so well that you're not going to have a problem, so then why would it be such a terrible thing that rain comes up? Either clearly it must be that rain on Sukkot is a bad thing because the rain does impact. And because the rain does impact, it means you can't simply just cover up your sock to the point where there's absolutely no possibility of water coming in. So that's why, based on the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam tells us that in a situation where a person puts so much sock on their sukkah that the rain can't come in, then it's actually quite problematic. Now, looking at the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, we need to further analyze it and try to understand what is the issue that is stopping Rabbeinu Tam. It's true, we talk about not having the rain come in and having the rain come in to be an essential component based on what the Mishnah, the gist of the Mishnah and the Gemara that we mentioned earlier in the Chabura. But there are really two ways to understand this psul of Rabbeinu Tam. On one hand, you can say rain coming in is a problem in itself, meaning the issue is you need to let the rain out. That is, let the rain in. That is qualification as what tzach means. Rain in, good. No rain in, bad. That there's an intrinsic problem with the geshem itself. But there's another way.